This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to ask the CLO, our chief love officer, Steve Harvey. All right, this is from Shawnee in Tulsa. Shawnee writes, I took gourmet cooking classes after my wedding to please my husband, but he won't let me cook. He's a great cook, and he said he has always wanted a wife that he can cook for. He won't eat my food, and I know it's tasty. Why can't he let me cook?
Well, Shirley has said this before. I know it's tasty. And, you know, and we've had to tell her. It ain't tasty like you think it is.
Anyway.
You know, everything is tasty. It don't mean it's good. So, your husband don't want you cooking. He said he'd always wanted a wife he could cook for. He got it. Why don't you enjoy the ride? Cook for the kids. Go over there. Cook at your mama's house. Cook at the family reunion. Cook at the gathering. Cook at the potluck. It'll be your turn to bring a pot.
Just let him cook. What is the problem here? This is greatness to me. All right, moving on to Malik in Brooklyn. Malik writes, my wife wants separate bedrooms. I've been using the bathroom and our guest room for the past year, and now she wants me to sleep in the other bedroom. She said we need the separation after 18 years of marriage. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, he stank, man.
Yeah. What?
You ain't going in that bathroom.
He must be
doing some stuff.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's almost like he up for charges. He up for aiding and abetting. You know, what they call it when you hide a criminal?
Like if he's a fugitive?
Yes. Abetting?
Yeah, he
obstructing,
aiding and abetting, all of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he in that bathroom getting charges put on him. You know.
So she couldn't take it anymore and she said, this is enough.
Yeah, bro, I mean, after 18 years, how old are y'all? I think it's going to be, yeah, dog, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Wow. After 18
wrap.
Years of marriage. Okay.
Yeah.
This happens. Does this happen a lot, dog?
Where the older couples
start staying in different rooms.
Well, if you ask me to start sleeping somewhere else, I'm going to take the message.
You're not going
to. And start sleeping somewhere.
It doesn't have to be in the house necessarily. Hello. It's somebody else's house.
Hello. Baby, where are you? Sleep.
In another bedroom. This is from Pasha in DFW, CLO. Pasha writes, my boyfriend and I went to a day party together. He got with his friends and told me to ride home with one of my girls because they were going to smoke cigars. I made him take me home first. He said, I'm extra. What's wrong with what I did? She wanted to ride back with who she came with. What's the problem? What's CLO?
It's hard for a married man to answer this.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the problem? I need to know this. Hello?
Well, See, it's kind of, that's a hard one because I understand both people.
Both sides.
I understand both people. Mm-hmm. You know, the dude, they went to a day party, they very rarely get that. You knew what it was. You knew all the guys was going. Mm-hmm. He just asked you to catch a ride with one of your girls. And so he could just go right over there with the fellas. Now, she insisted that you take me home first, which I understand. Which I understand.
Okay.
Now, he got to drive way across town. He'd probably burn up an hour.
He ain't going nothing.
He's not going back to the house?
He's not going back to kick it with the fellas after that. It's too late.
Oh. So she stopped him from kicking it with the fellas, but she wanted to ride. She wanted to ride.
See, both of them has to be considerate. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the woman is going to win.
You gotta get your girl home.
Yeah.
He got to.
And you can't put
he
in.
Because talking about, I don't even know how to fix my mouth. Say no stuff like that.
Take an Uber, baby.
Yeah. So he told, he said, hey, no, you extra. Come on now. You could have went on home with one of your girls. I could have went with your fellas. True.
She was feeling like he didn't want to hang out with her anymore. Like, he chose the fellas over her. Deal.
Suppose you had a day party, and there's other couples there. And then all the fellas decide they go on to smoke cigars. And all of the women said, hey, well, we'll hang out with each other. We'll drop each other off. Then, no, you take me home.
Yeah.
She being a little extra.
Yeah. Yeah, she could have.
That's extra.
Mm-hmm. So we can't put her in no Uber.
Oh, you can't?
Married.
No.
Junior.
Because I'm thinking, why they got the service if I can't? Why can't they got the service, why I can't put it in there? That's why they exist, ain't it?
You have to make
but
sure.
But do you hear yourself, though? Are you listening to you? Why I can't put her in there? You hear how that sound? Because that's how they going to hear it, too. Oh, you going to just put me in a stranger's car.
That's right.
Okay.
All this stuff is happening in these Ubers.
You know what the temperature going to be like when you get back to the house after you done went smoking cigars?
Yeah, you're
going to
have a crisis.
You know what the temperature going to be like.
I ain't know.
Yep. Yeah, buddy. You going to be in Arizona. Well, we done told you to go to anyway.
All right, so that's what it is. All right, last one, Steve. Mr. C in Gatlinburg says, when I was in my 40s, I messed with a lady and then realized I had been with her sister too, but I kept it to myself. I'm 65 and married now, and the lady recently confronted me about this. It was just a hookup. So do I owe her an apology?
No, dog. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. That was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
You're still holding on.
Now, unless you married to one of them, unless one of them is the wife, you got to just stick with it. Hey, dog, you don't remember nothing.
You can play that up.
Hair up and get stupid.
And good answer.
Hello. Yeah, this one.
Good answer. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.